is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are for free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And, by the way, some of the features on the site include the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with over 500,000 posts. A lot to talk about there. It is virtually unmoderated. bbs.freetalklive.com. We're going to go to your phone calls, but, Mark, coming up, we've got some shocking news about the oil derrick, the oil rig that blew up out in the Gulf of Mexico, all of the terrible pollution and all that.
Leave it to Free Talk Live to show you how it's the government's fault.
Well, we'll get to that here in a little bit. Shocking. No one would have expected it. We'll go to Scott in Wisconsin first, though. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Hey, Sammy.
Hey,
Mark,
man.
And Ian, how you doing there, guys?
Hey, old boy. What's going on?
Yeah, I wanted to talk economics for a little while, if I could.
Okay.
You know, you guys ever heard of the Four Amigos?
No, I've heard of the Three Amigos. Not the four.
Okay, well, I'll introduce you to tonight why our monetary system is getting plundered. First Amigo was the banknote. When he decided, when they had the gold in the banks, he said, oh, well, let's go to the banknote. Second Amigo is the loan. When people go out, of course, when you buy a car or house, unless you're really wealthy, you're paying on that loan.
Interest.
That's there you go. There's the third Amigo. Interest.
Well, how would you have a loan without interest?
That's right.
Interest-free loan?
And then the fourth Amigo was the credit card.
Okay.
And you're saying that these are the four Amigos that destroyed money?
Well, I'm just thinking these are the four things that have destroyed our country.
What is wrong with the idea of having a certificate? I mean, your first one was the paper money, right?
Right. That's way back when they had the gold in the bank.
Right. That makes sense because I don't want to carry around a bunch of gold with me. It's heavy.
It's an opportunity for fraud, and I have to agree that if there's an Amigo that I agree with, it's this particular Amigo.
No, I see the Amigos in this example as being the symptoms of the problem. The problem is government granting monopoly and regulating the banking industry and allowing this kind of these kinds of derivatives and this fiat monetary policy.
Not with the first Amigo. The first Amigo was prior to government control in this area. This was just a guy who was holding gold in a vault and said, "Hey, you know what? I've got nobody ever checks on this gold. I could issue 10 times." The amount of notes as I have gold.
Well, that's fraud. That's fraud. You're talking about fractional reserve banking, but the idea, the concept of having a note to represent gold in a vault is not, there's nothing wrong with that concept. It's a convenience, and I think that most people would not want to carry a satchel full of gold around with them or silver when they're going to make a purchase. It's easier to, you know, have some sort of paper version of that where you can go to a bank, a trustworthy bank that's not lying to you, and
but they
and
all were
it.
At one point. Lying was the standard.
Okay, but it's not there's nothing wrong with the concept. That's what I'm pointing out.
Start paging Four Amigos gets me a card game.
Well, anyways, I wanted to follow up. You know, Ian, you always hear about silver and gold, okay? And where I am in my spiritual realm, I think that these things are going to go so high that people won't afford them. But when's the last time you heard about titanium? You know, they do make titanium bullion, they do make copper bullion, and they do make brass bullion. What's wrong with those three things?
I don't know.
I'd say that they're probably more usable in the marketplace. Silver is certainly very, very usable, and probably the thing that people would want to get now. I believe it's terribly underpriced. But I think that, you know, it seems to me when you're talking about copper, brass, and titanium right now, is they're priced not on they're priced almost entirely at the market. Nobody's fiddling with those, whereas the big bankers are fiddling with gold and silver. In my opinion, fiddling with gold and silver, trying to keep the price down. So at some point or another, those balls will fall out of the air, and then the people that have gold and silver will benefit from them. Why wouldn't you want to benefit from that, Scott?
Well, what I'm saying is I'm not, I invested myself in copper and brass, because I think, once again, you know, I see it was saw on record a while back, that's what's scary is that the silver mining is down. You know, the silver is in the earth, but it takes money to get to the silver, you know, just like drilling oil. And I saw something a while back that kind of disturbed me about these people that, once again, we're talking about the gold in the bank, you know, you don't want to carry it around. They were saying silver in a lot of these banks where people got these 401ks and pensions on this silver. It's pretty scary because they said, like, most of the big banks only got 30% of the silver in the bank, and the rest of it's in thin air.
Yeah.
Scott, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
No, I just wanted to Sam to comment on that. You guys take care and have a good night.
Thanks Scott. Sam, do you want to comment any further?
On
the Four Amigos.
Well, the idea that the silver might not be in, they're lying about how much silver's in circulation, too.
Yeah, you know, I think we covered that a couple weeks back. I think there's a lot of evidence coming out. There are industry insiders who have called it and said, this is the signal. This is how the big banks are going to go in and try and drive the prices down. And they've been at this for a long time. And I think what's happened with all of the gold stocks and silver stocks that are out there that are in fiat positions where they don't have enough physical gold to provide delivery to all the people that they've sold certificates to is they've inflated artificially the supply of gold and silver. And when these people do want their to take physical possession, it's going to be time to pay the piper at some point.
Yeah, but those people are just going to get screwed. I mean, because at that point, when it all crashes down and they say, oh, I've got these certificates for silver that somebody owes, that Merrill, you know, that Goldman Sachs owes me. Let's shut the doors and say, sorry, we can't pay you.
Yeah, and
we'll pay you in worthless Federal Reserve notes. Here you go.
And it's not like the banking system is any healthier. I mean, the FDIC is broke, and, you know, more banks are expected to continue going under this year at a pace that eclipsed what happened last year. So,
yeah, a lot of that has been kind of shoved under the rug.
Yeah, you don't hear about bank failures like you did last year.
No.
But they're still happening.
They're more happening more
right.
So.
But in the meantime, you know, we've got 40 million people on food stamps, which those are the modern day breadlines. If there were 40 million people in this country lining up for meals every day, do you think that would get the media's or people's attention? It's happening every day, but now they have a little plastic card. They go to the grocery store, they swipe it, and you don't have government food distributions. They've just sort of eliminated the concentration of people.
Let's keep going here with your phone calls. Dave Ridley is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave.
Well, I just wanted to I don't know, try and do what I can to refocus the conversation a little bit more on George Donnelly in Pennsylvania.
Sure. George Donnelly was kidnapped last week by federal goons outside of a federal court in Allentown, Pennsylvania. We had Jim Babb on the show last night to give us some of the detail. He was there when it all went down because George can't do interviews right now due to the terms of his release. They really have put some incredible restrictions on this man, and he has not harmed anybody, though they're alleging that he attacked a federal officer, which is just nonsense. This is a man who keeps his cool under intense situations. He's been threatened by these goons before, and he's never lost his cool. What did you want to reveal or add to the discussion?
Well, I had more questions to add than answers, but you just answered one of them, and that was my question. Like, does he have some sort of a national security letter or gag order, or what is it that was keeping him from being on the show last night? And I guess you answered my question. It's just bail conditions.
Let me give you a little more detail on that. Carlos Miller, we've talked about him a lot on this program over the recent years. He's got a great blog called Photography is Not a Crime, where he catalogs a variety of different outrageous things that the police and government people are doing to photographers. If you want to hang on, Dave, we can continue the discussion here in a moment. We'll bring it back. And I've got the list here of his bail conditions or his house arrest conditions. This is a man who is an upstanding member of society. He's got a family. He's friendly. He's peaceful. They're alleging he attacked a federal officer, and it's a bunch of nonsense. And we'll tell you what it is that they're demanding that he do while he's out of jail. More coming up, or rather not do.
There's video of him not doing it.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Sam joining us from ObscuredTruth.com. You can head on over there and enjoy some of his great work that he's been doing in the world of video, bringing great liberty-oriented video clips, packages, documentaries, all free to you over at ObscuredTruth.com. Donnelly.com. And actually, we're talking about another videographer right now, George Donnelly. His website, GeorgeDonnelly.com. Dave Ridley is with us, who is also a videographer. And, Dave, you are from RidleyReport.com. You do an amazing job of cataloging and covering the various different liberty activists and activism that goes on up here in New Hampshire and giving people a window to the world of the activism movement here, the liberty activism movement in New Hampshire. And I know I have people tell me, Dave, that they watch your videos over at RidleyReport.com. They may not have ever told you this, but they tell me that they love them, they watch them, and they really appreciate that you're out there doing that. So,
people from all over the United States.
Yeah, yeah. So just as an aside. Okay. You called in tonight about George Donnelly, and you wanted to get some detail. Carlos Miller has it over at his blog from a website called Libertadidia, I guess like Wikipedia, but Libertada. Anyway, from their website, they claim they've gotten court records and that he's been subjected to the following conditions under house arrest. Now, this is under accusations that he has assaulted a federal officer. There was a 50,000.
The witnesses there claim that the only assault he did was smashing his face against the officer's knee.
Yeah. They attacked him. They jumped on him. They piled on him. They stole his camera. They kidnapped him and kept him in their dungeon for 2 days. And then they set bail at $50,000. Now, because he couldn't meet bail, then he had to agree to all of this. Defendant shall submit to random drug testing as directed by pretrial services.
So they let a guy who assaulted an officer go on his own recognizance.
Under house arrest, defendant shall undergo drug/alcohol treatment if necessary as determined by pretrial services. Doesn't sound like anybody I want to buy services from, I can tell you that. Defendant shall submit to electronic monitoring. Defendant must obtain a landline. Don't have a phone line? Well, your cell phone's not good enough. Now you need to get a landline phone for some reason.
Well, that way they can call you. You're there.
Defendant may drive to the food store 3 times per week and must submit receipts to pretrial services with prior approval of pretrial services. So you have to ask them for permission to go to the store. Travel restricted to the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. Defendant shall surrender and or refrain from obtaining or applying for a passport. Defendant shall surrender and or refrain from obtaining any firearms. Defendant shall have no contact with co-defendants in this case or individuals engaged in any criminal activity. Well, I guess that means that he definitely can't talk to me then. Defendant may not publicize names, images, or locations of officers or release information to anyone else. So they're basically saying that while you are...
How can you not release information to anyone else? I mean, just by sitting at a table with another person talking about the Dallas Cowboys, you would be releasing information.
Well, that's just they're just putting that in there so they can come back at you anytime they feel like
that's
it,
right.
Any way they wish.
Yep. So those are his conditions, allegedly, according to Libertadidia. Libertadidia. I think I'm getting that right. Anyway, it's a website. Oh, no, it's... Okay, he misspelled... Carlos Miller misspelled it. Libertapedia, LibertaPedia.org. It's a new website. I've never heard of that one before. So there you have it. Dave, your thoughts?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's crazy. But I guess one thought that I do have is to reinforce doing what Cooper Travis did out at the Keene jail. There was one, maybe two videographers that just stayed back, you know, and kept off the property at least part of the time and were able to film from a distance when something happened. I think that's what we need is sort of like the right word might be like a lifeline or a chain of activists. There's one, some that are close, some that are medium distance, others that are far away, and they've all got video cameras.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. In fact, when we were talking with Jim Babb last night, who was on the scene, he agreed with that assessment. In fact, he had suggested that idea as well. And, of course, having the ability to broadcast live is also a very important factor. That way they can't just snatch your camera from you and have all of the evidence for themselves.
There's also a lot of surreptitious cameras out there these days. Tytex, pins, key fobs, all kinds of necklaces, all kinds of things. And
$50, they're cheap, too.
Right, the police won't even know they're there, but then you can whip it out, especially in states where, at court, especially where states where it's a one-party situation. information, and then that shuts the prosecutor right up. Their whole case smashes down in front of them.
In this case, they're in trouble because all they have is what was on George's camera, and the feds have that camera. They're holding it for who knows how long, and who knows if they'll be able to get what's on it off of it. Oops, it looks like your recording didn't take. We don't know what happened. We tried to get it for you, but it's just not there. Oh, the camera's not working. We can't get it off. We don't know what's going on. We're so sorry.
It looks like the camera got broken, the scuffle.
Right. The only other thing they could possibly count on would be surveillance footage. Now, I know that here, well, if presuming they would turn it over to you, and they're supposed to by their own rules, it's discovery and all that. I know that at least here in Little Keene, New Hampshire, this is a population 25,000. Just recently, they've outfitted their court building with multiple cameras. I would say at least 20 cameras are throughout the entire building, from the front walkway all the way up to the actual court area. So if Little Keene, New Hampshire has the front walkway covered, there's a good chance that the federal court building has it covered as well, meaning there may be the opportunity for these guys to get, or for George, to get his hands on the feds' own footage of what happened out front of their own building.
Or at least you can make the claim that, hey, look, if they're not turning this over, I mean, this is a pretty serious charge, assault on a federal agent. You'd think they'd be able to turn over the video. And, well, you know, I think everybody knows that the cops turn over the video when they feel like it.
Yeah.
My guess is that a judge might not be real happy about himself not being able to see what happened. So there may be some motivation for the marshals to not erase whatever's there. Now a judge might turn around after he's seen it and do a cover-up, but I think he's going to, like any human, a judge is going to want to know what really happened.
Yeah,
I hope you're right about that, and I hope it's not just he's going to take his buddy's word for it, because they had significant numbers of goons out there. I think they described it as at least a dozen, as I recall, and so it's going. If it is their word against his, then they'll have 12 versus 3. They'll have their guys versus the three activists that were out front, and usually they give the word of their own men a lot greater weight than anybody else's. So I hope you're right, Dave. I hope that the robed man in this case is at least somewhat fair about this and realizes that outrageous claims deserve some pretty serious evidence in order to back them up. But I don't know if history backs up that outrageous claims have actually required that evidence in order to persuade a judge.
Well, you know, just to give credit to bureaucrats where credit to bureaucrats is due, I can't imagine you'd ever see that kind of behavior from the Federals that operate at Concord in New Hampshire. I never experienced anything even remotely like that from the feds here.
All right, Dave, thanks, man. Keep up the good work out there. RidleyReport.com, great website to go visit. Excellent videos to subscribe to over at YouTube. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, inviting you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we invite you to become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. You send in $3 a month to the show. We take that in, reinvest it. Get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So you can go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options. And, again, we'll reinvest the money into the show, plus you'll get perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, the podcast, and more. All at amp.freetalklive.com.
The world is going to work very hard to teach that young person that's very special to you about the ideas of statism. What are you doing to teach them about the ideas of liberty? One of the things you can do, it's quite easy, is order the book An Island Called Liberty. We have it for Jack, and he just had it out today. He has it out every day, drags it around with him, has me read it to him over and over, has his mother read it to him. But he was reading it today, jabbering away, reading, you know, sort of reading it to himself. And you know, sort of baby talk. And he loves the book. I think your child could love it, too. It's simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. Go to freemarketunderdog.com, see some samples there, order today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with the coupon code FTL, An Island Called Liberty, freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, we continue here. Mark, we've got a shocking story that you're going to reveal here. As you know, a couple weeks ago, I've not been counting the days, but that's what it feels like to me. There was this explosion in the Gulf of Mexico on an oil drilling platform owned by British Petroleum, BP. The explosion essentially resulted in, for whatever reason, I don't know all the details, but oil bubbling up from the earth, basically, underneath the water, and causing some major pollution of the Gulf of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And it continues, as I understand it, to bubble up. They have not yet stemmed the tide, have they, of the oil?
I've gotten the impression they might have slowed it down a little bit, but...
They're trying all kinds of different...
Yeah, I hear failure is the term I'm hearing.
Yeah, and so, I mean, it's a tremendous disaster, much larger in scale than the ballyhooed Exxon Valdez from 1989. And this is just, it's been getting press, and deservedly so. It's a big snafu. And, of course, everybody will likely point the finger at BP and say, it's all your fault. And maybe it is. However...
It was done on their watch.
Whose watch?
BP's. I mean, essentially, they're the final, you know, sort of, you know, the last peg. But
well, there's one more in there because BP hired a subcontractor to go in and drill, is my understanding.
Halliburton.
Yep.
And Halliburton gets a great deal of government contracts, and you know, they essentially don't have to do as good of a job because, well, they've got all those sweet government deals, and you know, that's kind of the way it goes. But
what's the shocking news, Mark?
The federal agency responsible for ensuring that the Deepwater Horizon, that's the platform, was operating safely before it exploded last month, fell well short of its own policy that the rig be inspected at least once per month. An Associated Press investigation shows.
Now, what I want to know about, and what I imagine is not the case, is this is, I think, where BP really dropped the ball, is allowing the federal government to be their inspector. I mean, I understand the feds are going to come in and they're going to do their thing. It's not a question of whether they allow it or not. But what I mean by that is that they didn't have their own inspector. They didn't have their own standards that they were keeping up with. They just relied on the federal government. So what I'm hearing is that they relied on the federal government to tell them that they were safe.
I think more likely they relied on Halliburton to drill this this well safely down below the platform, and Halliburton failed, and they probably.
So it really wasn't BP so much as it was Halliburton.
That's the way I see it, but I have a tendency to make Halliburton a villain because they're so deeply in bed with the government.
I think that's a fair thing to do. Go ahead with the story.
In fact, the agency's inspection frequency on the Deepwater Horizon fell dramatically over the past 5 years, according to Federal Minerals Management Services records. Now, this is the agency that's in charge of watching them over.
Mm-hmm.
The rig blew up on April 20, killing 11 people before sinking and triggering a massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
Wow, so it's almost been a month then at this point. Yeah.
Since January 2005, inspectors issued just one minor infraction. This is the best part of it all. Just one minor infraction of the rig. The strong track record led the agency last year to herald the Deepwater Horizon as an industry model for safety.
Hmm.
Once the laughter dies down around the nation as people hear this, I mean, the only thing that could make this funnier is if the head of the Minerals Management Services was actually out there cutting a ribbon on the Deepwater Horizon rig as it detonated into the sky and sank below the water.
I laughed about it the first time I heard it, but then I realized that there are people that died in this tragedy.
Indeed, it's a terrible, terrible thing.
Yeah.
But it's just so funny that the government that this is how they operate. You know, they're just so incompetent and so and unlucky. And how are they going to be held responsible
they
for
won't.
This? I believe the head of the Mineral Management Service is actually going to be axed.
They do that sometimes,
yep.
And then, of course, they try to pretend as though axing the head of this bureaucracy is going to somehow
golden
change
golden parachute,
it.
Can anyone say that?
That would somehow change the bureaucracy into this really, we're going to bring somebody else in, and we're going to get everything all spick and span, and we're going to be back on the ball and inspecting, and don't you worry, we're here to keep you safe. If this was just this one time, folks, don't bother checking the records at any other oil derricks. I'm sure everything's fine. In fact, we're not going to let you check the records. Let's make sure the media can't get access to these. I mean, because this is so typical. That, number one, people believe the government is there to keep them safe. That the government inspections and regulations and things like that are actually of value. Mm. And then when you start to dig in and you find out that, they're not even coming around. Even when they come, they're not looking at anything. And when they aren't there, they're usually not even there. So when they actually do visit, they're the most cursory of inspections. It's just like the restaurants, except with a lot more danger for people, or at least for the capital equipment, because what I've said for years on this show is what I've heard from people working at restaurants is that when the government inspector comes in, they come in, they glance around a little bit, unless they've got some sort of an agenda to actually go after the restaurant.
And then there's
something
you could do anyway.
Right. So generally what happens is they come in, they get a free meal, they look around a little bit, glance at the ceiling tiles, check off whatever they need to check off on their paperwork, sit down, enjoy their coffee and their free meal, and then they leave. That's basically what's happening here with the oil platforms. It's the same old story.
And people expect that, you know, the government is somehow going to know better than industry would. And I'm not saying that it would be BP that would have the inspectors, but some form of private inspectors who are actually accountable if something were to go wrong, maybe tied in with insurance, are going to do a far better job at setting safety standards, at looking for problem spots, than any kind of government bureaucrats who write down laws and go through this ridiculous process to supposedly keep us safe.
And absolutely, the environmentalists will howl to high heaven, oh my God, the oil companies are poisoning the water. We need the government to make sure that this doesn't happen. The government was making sure this didn't
look
happen.
What you got.
This is what it looks like when the government manages land, okay? The Gulf of Mexico is almost entirely the property of the United States government. They decide who goes out there. They decide who gets to drill. Yes, I suppose you can create a situation in the United States government where it's more difficult for these companies to drill, but these companies are still going to be rich and people are still going to want fossil fuels, so they'll still be out there drilling. And yeah, it's still going to be this same government that is in charge of watching over them. Please don't be a fool this time. Please don't expect the government to watch over. If this would have been a situation where, this is a mistake. And it probably would have happened. It could have happened in a world where, you know, BP was entirely responsible for that piece of land. They owned that land, those drilling rights or whatever. They had bought them from somebody, sort of in a private situation. But they'd be responsible to their neighbors for the damage they did to their land.
Well, back to what Sam was saying. Fact is, chain restaurants, have their own inspectors.
Mm.
They come in and they actually inspect on a regular basis. They don't announce it in advance, and they've got higher standards. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hey, America. How do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREE TRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, FREE TRIAL. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREE TRIAL.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish Selected M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The Maine name in military supply.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time and effort to send us their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com is where you can go to see it. And if you're a lady listener, you can get involved and become a Free Talk Live Shriner. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a will? Do you have people that are special to you? You're leaving those people open to having to deal with the government in huge and arduous and terrible ways. Now, I don't know whether a single person necessarily needs a will if they don't really have that much money. You know, what? It's not going to be that big of a deal. But if you're married and you've got children, you need a will, and you need it right now. Every day that goes by, you get smacked by a bus walking to work or whatever.
You're one day closer to your doom.
Yeah, we all get out of here the same way. You can take care of that will the same way I did it. It's fast and easy. You can do it at LegalZoom.com. It's LegalZoom.com. You can save $10 off your order. I think it was $60 or $70 when I did my will there. And you can save $10 by using code FTL. If you don't do it, you're leaving the people you love wide open to the government for all kinds of probate that will last for years. And you don't want to do that. It's LegalZoom.com.
Yeah, you don't want to trust your
do it tonight.
Your
do it
family.
Right now.
You don't want to trust your family to the hands of the same people that can't keep oil rigs from blowing up. What we're talking about here is the story from the Associated Press about how, well, turns out that the federal government, who is supposed to, their media, what was it, the Minerals Management Service, some triple-letter bureaucracy you've never heard of.
I hadn't until this all occurred.
Yeah. Just one of many. Anyway, they were supposed to be inspecting this oil derrick, this drilling platform, that they were supposed to be inspecting it on a monthly basis. Whenever it's in operation, they're supposed to be there inspecting it on a monthly basis. Turns out that really wasn't happening. In fact, Mark, do you want to share more of this, or do you want me to pull some info from the story here? Because I've got some stuff that I can pluck out.
Well, I think that it's important to point out that when the media has AP has asked the Mineral Management Services exactly how many inspections have been done since 2001 when the Derek, you know, the rig was rolled out there into the Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
It started at 83 inspections. Then it went up to 88 inspections. Then it went down to 26 inspections.
No. The number of recent inspections also changed. So the,
okay.
What they're pointing out here is they're not getting straight data from the this government bureaucracy. They're asking a question, and they're, let me shuffle papers here and see what we got. 83. No. 88. Well, how many recently? Well, then they said 26.
Yeah, those are within the last 64 months.
Right.
So since January 2005.
Right. So in 64 months, they first said it was 26 inspections. They said, It's 48. Well, okay, we'll let you see the documents. Just hold on. We'll get it to you. So they wanted to actually take a look at the inspection reports in a response to a Freedom of Information Act request. I mean, hey, this is the government law that allows you to get your hands on this information. That way, you don't have to trust the government bureaucrats to give you the right answers.
It's a government by the people, of course.
Right. You can actually look at their paperwork. Now, of course, you're presuming the paperwork they filed is true. But nonetheless, in response to a Freedom of Information Act request by the AP, the agency has released copies of three inspection reports. Now, there's more. Those conducted in January, February, and April, according to the documents, inspectors spent 2 hours or less each time they visited the massive rig. Some information appeared to be whited out without explanation. Now, what is it that there could possibly be that is classified about an inspection report on an oil platform?
Problems that they didn't require the oil
to
company
fixed,
to
yeah.
fix?
I don't know.
What's one of the things that the first things that people think of when they think of government inspectors? Payoffs?
Don't worry.
There hasn't been a lot of oversight on this particular organization.
They're going to fix that. Don't worry, Mark. They're going to fix it, just like they fixed FEMA. After Hurricane Katrina, you remember when they fired the head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Yep.
They fired the head of that agency after Hurricane Katrina and the debacle that surrounded.
Didn't they hire him back as a consultant?
That's exactly right. They fired him and they hired him back on as a $150,000 a year consultant, as I recall.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no. It was everything changed as soon as they fired him and they brought a new bureaucrat on to head up the very same agency. Because all bureaucracies are just, they hinge on how they work on the top man, right? Because the top man really has so much to do with the lower underlings and what they do on a daily basis, right?
And how they're motivated, of course not.
So there's a little bit more to the story here.
I think that the right leader can really change things to some extent, but you're still only talking about, you know, swiveling the direction of an agency. And it when you have unaccountable bureaucrats and they're unaccountable, then what are you going to do? What's this head going to really do? It's so difficult to fire a bureaucrat. My wife was telling me about just recently. I hadn't heard this story from her about what it was like when her boss came in, and she holds her up as one of the good boss bureaucrats out there when she worked at the agency in Florida where bums went to get entitlements. And she said that apparently the boss was, you know, cleaned house, and it took her a very long time because she had to document every interaction every time in order to get rid of people. And the reason she did it, because you want the organization to run well. But imagine if you didn't want it quite as badly as this lady did, then you wouldn't take the time to document. And essentially you'd have a mediocre bureaucracy like almost all of them are.
I mean, even simpler than that is just the fact that in the private market, managers are there typically to count the books, to make sure that the business is operating as expected, that costs are kept in line, to make sure that they've got staff to run the operation and so forth. And if, you know, profit starts to suffer because of poor customer service or whatever, those are market signals that get sent to the business that the government doesn't get. They just don't care whether or not you're happy with the way that they're doing their job.
Right, and the government's so good at dragging its feet. The only kind of market signals that an organization like the MMS get are when things like this happen. An oil rig blows up and oil begins pumping into the Gulf of Mexico at an incredible rate unseen by man in history. And then suddenly all the bureaucrats are pointing like in three directions at once. It wasn't me. What are you? And, of course, it's easy for the media, which seems to be so statist in the way they look at things.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to blame the government nearly as much as they want to blame the oil companies.
Not the oil companies, the big, bad, evil, profit-generating oil companies.
Yes.
Who could clean this up in 2 days' profit.
Yeah, they could just take it. Woof.
In an email to the Associated Press, an Interior Department official emphasized with italics that the MMS inspects rigs at least once per month when drilling is underway. Of course, their own statistics don't support that statement. Monthly inspections of offshore drilling rigs are an agency policy, though not required by regulation. And there's their out. Oh, it's David Dykes, chief of the agency's Office of Safety Management for the Gulf Region. So, you know, yeah, okay, we say that we're going to inspect it once a month, but you know, we don't really have to. We aren't under any obligation to do anything like that, so not our fault, is basically what they're saying. They have no obligation, which, of course, is the truth. There is no obligation. Even if it were a regulation, they still wouldn't really have any obligation to follow it. You wouldn't be able, if they actually did have a regulation that said that the agency was supposed to go out there on a monthly basis and inspect these rigs, and you tried to hold them to it, if BP tried to hold them to it and say, well, you were supposed to be out here inspecting, and so therefore this is your fault. You're responsible for this. You weren't here to check us. They would tell you, nope, sorry, we have no responsibility here. If we come out and don't do our job, then that doesn't matter. And indeed, I would be surprised to find out that these people didn't have their own private inspectors. I would be shocked to find that out. But that's not mentioned anywhere, at least in the story that I've seen. So there you have it. There's more to the story, but you've got the basic gist of it. Essentially, the government people went out there and they eyeballed it. They said they spent 2 hours on this massive platform. How much inspecting can you do of intricate equipment, heavy-duty equipment that is sprawled across a very large platform in 2 hours' time?
That's pumping flammable material around all over the platform and processing it.
I'd like to point out that the Interior Department is being sued over offshore drilling permitting process. The Center for Biological Diversity has announced plans to sue the Interior Secretary Ken Salazar for ignoring marine mammal protection laws when approving.
Dismissed, no standing.
Well, yeah, who knows how it's going to go? It. But apparently, they were breaking their own laws already.
Where's their standing? What standing do they have to sue that government agency? Have they been damaged by it?
I don't know, man.
We'll come back with more. Hour number three is coming up. You can bring up whatever's on your mind.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.